Years ago, St. Louis workers dug deeply into the clay surrounding the area to fashion the brick used in buildings throughout the region. Now, artist Chris Kohlmeyer is digging back into that clay for an entirely different purpose. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports on his efforts to create a set of bells from the ground on which the city's built.
Chris Kohlmeyer is standing on the site of the proposed new St. Louis Rams Stadium. Behind him, a crew is drilling for soil samples for future construction. Kohlmeyer has no expensive equipment, just shovels and a couple helpers.
We're in the way, in the heart of St. Louis and nowhere in particular. And we're digging some clay, mining some clay.
The musician and curator wants to shape the clay into giant chimes for a performance at the Pulitzer on Saturday. He wants the local materials to represent the city's history and culture.
You guys dug underneath the city to find the materials to build it. Also, it's a time in the city, I think, where there's a kind of like cultural kind of upchurning as well. The kind of, like the city's been in the last year with Ferguson and the kind of unbelievable turmoil that the city's gone through. There's been an upturning, you know.
What interests Kohlmeyer is that link between physical spaces and metaphors like cultural soil. He's not a traditional composer. He makes most music in dialogue with performers and collaborators. Much of his music is site-specific and depends on local materials.
I guess I'm more interested in, like, I don't know, a piece of music for an Arby's than writing, like, String Quartet Number 2.
After harvesting clay, the artist tries to turn it into bells in his studio. The clay has too many impurities, so he has to try again and harvest just outside the city. The riverfront clay goes into the paint decorating the new bells. At the end of August, he brings St. Louisans to the Pulitzer Arts Foundation to discuss current events and practice making sounds together.
If we all say fish as a group, like fish, really again, really throw your sound into the space.
Fish!
They lie in a circle surrounded by famous Alexander Calder sculptures. Their feet touch and they wear opaque sunglasses to block out sight while they hum and click. Poet Shiraz Gorman says it's like being a kid again.
We were just making all of these sounds and laughing with one another, you know? And it was really good just to be adults, but to be childlike and to really explore our own voices again.
Then Kohlmeyer introduces the group to the bells. They form a scale from unusual tones. Next, they roam around, getting to understand the way sound bounces off the walls. Gorman and a few others took the adventure to unexpected places.
You couldn't have paid me to say that somehow at some point in my life that I would end up underneath some stairs in the Pulitzer with sometimes 4 or 5 other people playing these instruments.
Printmaker Kevin McCoy also ends up under the stairs. During a break, he says the project's real gift is getting listeners to think about regular city sounds.
Dogs are barking, people are yelling, all is well. But if it's just like super quiet, I can't sleep. So that's become my white noise. This made me look at sound a little differently.
That's actually the project's point. Kohlmeyer and his crew take one part of daily life, the ground beneath your feet, and turn it into instruments that make you consider a second part of daily life, the sounds that make up St. Louis. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.